This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me this morning is a friend I wish I knew sooner because it looks like a really cool place. I need to get out there and check it out. It's Dr. Tammy Christopher, the Executive Director of the Hungerford Nature Center and also the New Britain Youth Museum. We'll get into a little bit about the Youth Museum, but I really want to check out this Hungerford Nature Center. So Tammy, thank you for joining me this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me, Joey.
So I came across the website. I've driven by this place. A lot of people probably know where it is, but just didn't realize it. So I want to highlight it. It's right down the road from Avery's in New Britain, just over the border in Berlin. You got Winterfest coming up. There's a kids' night out. You guys got camps. You can do birthday parties. Just what is and how is the Hungerford Nature Center a thing that people haven't found out about yet?
Yes. Well, we have a lot to do, as you said. We are situated on about 22 acres, which includes woods, fields, meadows. We have a children's garden for our outdoor space, a large children's playground, a pavilion that can be rented or used by the public. And then inside, we have over 50 live animals, our animal ambassadors that we have on exhibit, so folks can come and see them and learn about them through some of our programming or just a regular visit. And then we have indoor and outdoor interactive exhibits also that don't necessarily include animals, but are about animals or taking care of the environment.
That's cool. I mean, one of the things a lot of people, if we go back to that horrible area of, you know, civilization when we had COVID, nature centers were the thing. Like, people were just, you know, I've talked to a lot of them in the past, and people were calling nature centers and questioning, there's this animal in their backyard, or they saw this, what is it? People don't realize these animals have been around forever, just people started noticing these things in their backyard.
That's right.
Connecticut is a very wooded state when you really break it down once you get past the major cities. So it's kind of cool that, you know, you guys are just another one trying to do what you guys need to do and spread the knowledge of the animals with different events and activities, and it's pretty cool. So one of the things you guys got coming up is to kind of do a little animal meet and greets and, you know, the nature walks and stuff like that, get people outside, which I'm all for, is Winterfest coming up. So what's all that about?
Yeah, we're holding our second annual Winterfest this upcoming Saturday, February 8th. We have two sessions, so you can either come in the morning from 10 to 12, or you can come in the afternoon from 2 to 4 o'clock. We have a lot of things planned. All of our exhibits will be open as normal, and we have one of our professional animal care staff that will be here bringing out some of our animals so folks can get a closer look and some more details on each of them that are brought out. Then we have a bonfire with complimentary s'mores and cocoa, so good-sized bonfire. Then we have crafts and games that can be self-service. We'll also have some of our local high school students who volunteer with us and help out with our kids' events. And one of my favorite parts about this event is the guided nature walks. A lot of people aren't accustomed maybe to getting out in the woods in the winter. You know, there's nothing to see, they think, or all the animals are, you know, away for the summer, but there's really quite a bit going on in the woodlands and in the ponds. So we have two guided nature walks, short, you know, reasonable terrain that people can take with one of our educators.
That's cool. I mean, people, like I said, don't realize there's lots of nature going on this time of the year. I mean, a lot of our animals that live in this area are still pretty hardy, and they're out there foraging, whether it's, you know, the squirrels. That we have a day coming up later this morning. It's Groundhog Day, people. So, you know, you might see one when you're hiking the trails out there. They do exist in this state. So it's the second annual. You know, you did this last year. Like, what was the feel going in when you guys were done? Like, what did you, my thing is the kids, like, how did the kids respond to something like this when you do these events?
Oh, they're so happy. They're very joyful. And the parents and caregivers, we have a lot of grandparents that bring their children along. They just have such a good time. And I think it's really beautiful to see the kids kind of braving the cold weather and finding, you know, peace and joy in being outside and being involved in all these interactive things. And it requires, you know, maybe a little coat, some hat, mittens, but we have indoor and outdoor events. So if you get a little chilly, you can go in and come back outside. Last year, you know, our tent really is to make sure people, children, and, you know, people of all ages and from all backgrounds are really getting outside for the benefits of nature, both mental health and physical health. So our first event last year, this was just a trial for us. Let's see if folks want to be outside here in the winter. And we filled up very quickly.
That's excellent. I mean, I love the winter. People think I'm crazy, but I love the winter. Like, there's just nothing more peaceful than at night, you know, the snow's falling, sit by the, you know, the fire pit, or just relax outside and just watch the snow fall. There's nothing more relaxing in my mind than that.
Absolutely. And it's time just to kind of slow down and be with each other and be outside and, you know, enjoy the time.
Yeah. So those guided nature walks are cool. I mean, that's the cool thing, you know, especially hopefully we have a little bit more snow on the ground, but, you know, you can see the animal tracks, and it's amazing when there's like that little bit of snow on the ground, just how much activity there is that you don't see, but yet you see the tracks. The animals are out there, people.
Oh, yes. And especially in our woods. So we're nestled in the suburban area of Berlin, but on the border of New Britain. So it's this little woodland oasis out there, and there's so many birds and a lot of other forest creatures that you'll see when you go out in the woods. You know, whether we have snow or if it stays a little bit warmer and we have some melted, you know, shoreline areas around our pond and our stream, you can see tracks there as well. So our educators are very well versed in, you know, picking out things around wildlife and tracks, as well as looking at the different tree varieties we have and doing tree IDs, getting ready for maple sugaring season. So there's a lot to learn.
Now, if people are, you know, if people are afraid.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The cold. What animals can we expect to see inside? What are we rehabilitating?
Sure. So we are not an active rehabilitative site, but we do try to, any animals that we house here, we try to make sure they're either adopted or if they're a native animal, they have come through rehabilitation. So we're not an organization that buys animals. So what folks can expect to see are rehabilitated a skunk who's just outside in our barnyard. Oh. We have a small barnyard. We have goats and alpacas. We have chickens. We have a pot-bellied pig, so they all may be around that day. And then inside, we have a variety of different reptiles, both native and exotic, turtles, lizards, snakes. And then we have a small little family of what you might consider pets. So we have adopted guinea pigs, fancy mice, ferrets, rabbits. So we use those animals to demonstrate good practice in pet ownership, but also use them to teach how some of our native animals who we might not have on site, we can teach with those animals.
Alpacas, the teenage haircut for every teenage boy out there.
Yes, absolutely. We have
I can't
alpacas.
Look an alpaca the same way no more since someone That's pointed right. that out to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
yes,
like, it's the haircut absolutely. Of every teenage boy out there.
It's true, though. It is true. That is trending right now.
So, I mean, if, you know, the teenagers don't want to go, you know, mom and dad, like, oh, you come get a selfie with an alpaca, like twinning
you
it out,
you know. You'll see your teenage son right there in the barnyard. Yes, that's true.
And what are the other events coming up? So we got Winterfest, February
8th.
Yeah,
we have a lot of events. We have things happening almost every month. So in February, we are offering, on February 13th, we're offering a kids' night out, which can be a date night, which can be a girls' night where you drop your kids off for a couple of hours. We feed them. We'll do games. They'll have their own animal encounters and snacks, maybe a movie. So those are always popular. We do one of those a quarter. Then we have our Nature Fest that's coming up in May. We have a Maple Sugaring Fest that's coming up, I believe, in March. So if folks wanted to visit our website, which is hungerfordnaturecenter.org, there's a list of all the events that we have coming up, prices, ticketing. We also have a membership, which gets folks a lot of discounts on all of the programs. And for this year, we're running our first full day summer program. So we used to run half-day summer programs. We have a full 8-week summer camp coming up with before and after care, which is new for us also. And folks can sign up their kids for 1 week, 2 weeks, the whole summer, whatever they'd like to do. It's very flexible. So that registration will open up in February. But we do have a lot of information on the website about that summer camp now.
That's awesome. So yeah, HungerfordNatureCenter.org. It looks like a cool place. I got to get out there. That little 1 mile loop is like perfect, people. You get out, enjoy nature, just relax. So again, joining me this morning is Dr. Tammy Christopher, the Executive Director of the Hungerford Nature Center and the New Britain Youth Museum. We're going to have to get back in touch because the Youth Museum looks like an awesome place too. And you know, I'm just suggesting you can take this with a grain of salt if you want. You know, you have the kids' night out. We need like an adult night out. Like, I want to go and just do some crafts and learn about some animals.
Well, like, it's not on the website yet, but I will give you a little heads up. We're planning a Beers and Bears event in April.
I'm in.
Mm-hmm. So we have someone from Department of Environmental and Energy Protection coming here, as well as one of our local breweries, which I'll keep that under wraps right now, but it's going to be a great night.
That's awesome. So yes, keep me in the loop. That's awesome. I love that idea. So thank you for joining me again. That's so cool. See, it's things like this that are going on right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.